UAP talk. Well, it looks like when we were told the fantastic story of being able to detect moons outside our solar system, we may not have really been able to. I wondered about that when I heard it. It seems impossible to me with the instruments we have today. Anyway, scientists are now saying there could be other reasons for what was being detected, and they may not be moons at all. Could they be giant UAPs? Why has the government ordered a new investigation of a UAP crash from 1945? That's right. The president has signed a bill, which was a military spending bill, but it included a provision for the investigation of the crash and close encounters. There were three witnesses of the crash: a bomber pilot, the son of the owner of the ranch where the crash took place, and his friend. Scientists are suddenly looking for proof of alien satellites near the Earth. I have to wonder what prompted this search. Many of us have heard about the Black Knight satellite, which is said to be orbiting the Earth for about 10,000 years and can hide itself when it doesn't want to be seen. Could this have been spotted, making scientists wonder if any other satellites are up there from alien races? Another thought is maybe another alien satellite was detected. There have been some very interesting UAP incidents over the years, and some of those which are not really famous still left questions which seem not to be able to be answered at the moment. One sighting which I find interesting due to the fact most UAP sightings are said to be silent is the Bar Harbor sighting in 2013. It took place in Maine, while the witnesses not only saw UAPs but heard a vibration-type sound coming from them. Could this mean the UAPs were not alien at all but copies of UAPs made by humans back-engineering UAPs? If not, could the UAPs which were seen have been having a problem? There could be so many reasons for this, such as a new civilization coming here in different ships, or maybe the ships wanted to be seen and set up this sound. We are talking about trying to read the mind of an extraterrestrial, which might be impossible for us. There is a new telescope named the NeoSurveyor. It is said to be scheduled to launch in 2028. NASA claims it is being put into space to protect the Earth by finding dark objects. Did you find the idea of dark objects a little strange? Wouldn't you have thought they would have said asteroids and meteors? Maybe that description was used for a reason. Could it be the telescope will really also be looking for UAPs headed this way? What about the word protect? That seems to indicate there is some sort of weapons system which can be used if something is found. We know at times we have been trying to shoot down UAPs and may have succeeded a few times. Will this telescope system be connected to a super-fast rocket system or laser weapon, perhaps run by artificial intelligence? By the way, I have no information on any of this, and it is just pure guesswork. The only reason I even think this way is because we have been given so much false information. Now that we are in the Christmas season, it reminds me of a sighting which happened the last Christmas season. A witness was outside doing what many of us do this time of the year. He was installing Christmas lights on his house. This witness was not a novice. He had two other sightings. This time, as he was hanging the lights, he saw a triangle UAP in the night sky. He credits the fact he was on his knees connecting the lights when he saw a flash. He said this triangular UAP was said to be smaller than those he previously saw. Lights were said to be lit in each corner of the ship, which was completely silent. The witness said the ship was moving very fast. There is one thing about UAP sightings: it seems they play no favorites. Sightings are worldwide. That is why I say we need world cooperation on the subject of UAPs, but we can't even get everyone in our own government to agree. One would think everyone in government would be pushing for more transparency in connection with UAPs, but members of the House can't seem to agree on that fact, and it has weakened the portion of a defense bill which called for more transparency, because that was stricken from the bill. Whatever is known might be something which was uncomfortable for the general public, but we still have a right to know what is going on. There are UAP lectures going on all over the country, many by individuals who have many years investigating UAPs. There are also some famous and or puzzling cases which have happened over the years, giving them plenty to lecture about. When I used to conduct interviews of famous UFO authors, I learned a lot. I was thinking about what was the strangest thing I was told. There were so many, but I settled on the one where the Soviet army was attacked by a UAP. It seems the Soviets had figured out how to create a radar weapon capable of taking down a UAP. They had mounted it on a base in a building. A UAP was seen flying toward the building and it released a powerful ray. The ray went through a soldier, but did absolutely no damage to him, but when it hit the building containing the weapon, it blew it to smithereens. I just thought the fact the ray passed through a soldier first without harming him was incredible. Another thing I find incredible are all the stories I have heard over the years about captive aliens. I say this because if they are so far advanced as is said, why don't they just force us to release the captives? It would seem they would do this immediately. I think I have figured out the answer to that question, and it is I am thinking like a human. We can't hope to know why an alien would do anything. Perhaps they are so against violence they don't want to risk hurting us. It is an interesting question because we are said to have captured a few of them over the years. I even heard we released at least one of them.